الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال هل عسيتم إن كتب عليكم القتال ألا تقاتلوا؟ قالوا وما لنا ألا نقاتل في سبيل الله وقد أخرجنا من ديارنا وأبنائنا. فلما كتب عليهم القتال تولوا إلا قليلا منهم والله عليم بالظالمين. In the ayat that we are reading, we read that the Bani Israel in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, later of his time, about 1100 years before the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when they had left the teachings of the Torah and a punishment Allah sent upon them, that a notorious king Jalut came and he overswept all their cities, and he took their young children, boys and girls, made slaves over them, and he controlled them, and even the Torah, he had desecrated it and took it away from them. Then the people became conscious and they asked the Nabi of the time to make dua to appoint a leader over them. From that also we learn that jihad cannot be done individually. There must be a Khalifatul Muslimin under whose guidance and under whose flag then jihad is carried out. So they ask for somebody to be appointed on them. The Nabi asked them, قَالَ هَلْ أَسَيْتُمْ إِنْ كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالُ أَلَّا تُقَاتِلُوا. پیغمبر نے کہا کیا تم سے یہ بھی توقع ہے کہ اگر حکم ہو تم کو لڑائی کا تو تم اس وقت نہ لڑو. نبی شمویر علیہ السلام said to them that isn't it possible that you people are such, you are asking for jihad to be made farz upon you, that when it is made farz and you have a leader behind you can fight, and then you will not fight. Yeah, there is a great principle, underlying principle also, which many of us are guilty of, that what is not possible for us, and we make a big noise, if it's possible, we will do this, we will do that. A simple example is when there were restrictions for Umrah, and now we could not go for Umrah, then we had a lot to say about the government there, etc. And also expressing that we want to go for Umrah, and what we could do every day, make Ishraq Namaz, that we were not doing. We could make Ishraq Namaz, and it comes in the hadith, the person who makes this Ishraq gets the sawab of Hajj and Umrah, tam. Completely they get the sawab of Hajj and Umrah, but we do not do that. Many times we claim, make big claims, but when the responsibility comes on us, then we do not fulfill, then we do not do it. So a person must see that he is genuine and sincere. This is, we like to show that we are very pious, we are very brave, etc. Also, we saw with the COVID that was here, many people who were talking very loudly, vociferously about Iman and Yaqeen, but then they gave in to the government rules over the rules of Allah Ta'ala. They were too keen to close the masjid even before the governments closed the masjid. So many times we don't know what we are ourselves. We think we are very pious, we put out very great claims out there, but when the time comes, we fail totally. So that we should be very careful about. A person should see his sincerity, not make big claims. Many person will say, if I have to be the president of the country, I will do this and I will do that. But he is the president of his house and there he can't put anything straight. And he's making big talks of the whole country. And if I have to become the Khalifa of the Muslims, I will lead them in this way and I will lead them in that way. He's the Khalifa of his classroom. He's the Khalifa of his home. He's the Khalifa of himself. He can't put himself straight. But he wants to put the whole Ummah straight. So we should be very sincere and see that we do things ourselves correctly. So they replied and said, if they did not even catch up from the Nabi in informing them. قالوا وما لنا الا نقاتل في سبيل الله. وہ بولے ہم کو کیا ہوا کہ ہم نہ لڑے اللہ کے راہ میں. They say, why? What has gone wrong with us that we will not fight in the path of Allah? We will definitely fight. There is nothing that will stop us. And when in fact, وَقَدْ أُخْرِجْنَا مِنْ دِيَارِنَا وَأَبْنَائِنَا. اور ہم تو نکال دیے گئے اپنے گھروں سے اور بیٹوں سے. And when this is the case that we have been forced out of our homes, our cities, they have been run over by Jalut, and our children have been taken, our boys and girls have been made slaves of theirs. When all these difficulties, the Torah has been taken, it has been desecrated, why won't we fight? We will definitely fight. We won't give up anything. They showed a very brave front, and the Nabi understood that they are not sincere. But they themselves, they even thought that they are sincere, but they were not sincere. To understand one's nafs is a very great task. Nafs is very shrewd. Shaitan is very shrewd. The way he puts us in a situation, we think we are super Muslims and we are super people fulfilling the commands of Allah Ta'ala. But a small test comes and we fail there. So we should be watching our nafs all the time. A person who has his eyes on his nafs and watches it, the righteous people, wherever they were, Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Pratap Gari says, Harim Dil ke apne Ahmad Fasba Rehna. Oh Ahmad, redressing himself, watch the sanctuary of your heart. Koi ghair na aajai, pas na aajai. Some other foreign element must not come in the heart, must not come near the heart. Control your heart. We are totally oblivious of it. We are in a situation, we go to a shop, or a car which is parked next to us at a robot. They are blaring their music and we are not understanding it's having an effect on our heart. And we don't close our heart at that time. After that, we don't make any tawbah istighfar. We have to go to shopping centers. We have to go to shopping malls. All the wrong is happening there. But we don't even realize that wrong has happened to me. And that effect falls. If we go in a cold place, we feel the cold. If we go in a hot place, we feel the heat. If we go a place of be'imani, it is taking place. But our hearts are gone so deep freeze, so cold, so dead that we don't feel anything. So that's a very serious condition of our iman and our heart. If we go in a good environment, we come to the masjid, our hearts don't feel joy and happiness. Whereas, we should, if you go in a nice, comfortable atmosphere, nice, cool breeze, nice, everything very nice, the body automatically, we feel nice about it. But we see an imani environment and we don't feel anything good about it also. It is just like one of those things. So our iman is in a very, very poor state and we are not even conscious. It's very important that we be conscious of our iman. فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلِيهِمُ الْقِتَالِ پھر جب حکم ہوا ان کو لڑائی کا. When the Nabi saw they are showing the great bravery and determination that we will definitely fight. When so much harm has come to us, we will not turn back at all. And then on the outward show, he made dua and then Allah gave them, Talut was appointed as the leader and they had to fight under him. But they turned away, in fact, the true colors came out. تولوا إلا قليلا منهم. تو وہ سب پھیر گئے مگر تھوڑے سے ان میں کے. Then they all turned away from the command of Allah, but a very few, as we will read in front, that when they had to cross a river, and they were told not to drink of the water of that river, most of them drank of that water. A few only did not, and then they were the ones who obeyed the command of Allah. So we make big, big claims, but when the acid test comes, unfortunately, most of us, we fail hopelessly. And we all have to be concerned. These are occasions, as we are reading now, for me, for all of us, it's an occasion to check ourselves. Otherwise, when mort will come, then we won't check ourselves, we will be checked.
And if we can't pass now, how will we pass at the time of mort? Now we still got the opportunity to correct ourselves, to make effort on our iman, make our iman strong. At the time of mort, if we fail, there is no second opportunity. And then the consequences are most disastrous. Here in this world, with poverty, we checked ourselves where we stand. If we still don't take a lesson and don't determine to correct ourselves, make our iman strong, then when mort will come, what will be our condition? So we have to be very, very conscious and worried about our iman and make our iman strong. And that has been given to us also. One of the greatest methods of making our iman strong is to become very conscious of our namaz. That we make hifazat hafidhu ala salawat. We do our namazes properly, the time, all the postures, everything, concentration, devotion. This will strengthen our iman very greatly. Fikr and dhikr. Fikr of the makhlukat, yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. There's great change of day and night which is now taking place. But we don't take any lesson. We don't even give it a thought. What if there is some occasion, a big wedding, a big some function, tents are put up, lot of arrangements are made, we get impressed with that. How let the people work? How they made the arrangement? Daily, Allah is making this great arrangement that then it was night, it was quiet, it was cool, it was silent, and now the sun is going to come out, light is going to come, brightness is going to come, noise is going to start, roads are going to get busy, phones are going to start ringing, everything, but we take no notice, no fikr in the creation of Allah. When we came now for Fajr, all of us, who came by cars, we had to have the car lights on. After Fajr when we go, we don't have to put on the car lights. The sun is out, there is enough light. Who made all this change? But we don't make no fikr whatsoever. We had a good rest at night. And now the day we will go and earn our rosy. This whole system, who is it that made the system? Allah says, if Allah had to make the night continuously, then what should we do if the day should not come out? If Allah had to make the day continuous and no night that we could not sleep and rest, what should we have done? Allah out of His great fadl, karam, kindness made the day and the night. They alternate continuously. Summer and winter, we don't take any notice of this. Long nights and short days, short nights and long days, we don't take any notice of this. The Muslims were the first people. The Quran commands us that we make fikr in this. And then the other is company of the righteous and the pious. That we should choose their company and in that way become conscious and correct ourselves. And in any case, we can carry on as we want to. Wallahu alimum bizzalimeen. Or Allah Ta'ala khub janta hai gunahgaron ko. Allah knows all the transgressors very well. We can put a piety front in front of us that we are very good and very pious Muslims, but Allah knows us thoroughly. What wrong we are doing by night, what wrong we are doing by day, what false claims we are making, so much we are making them that we bluff ourselves also. We are convinced that I am very pious. Everyone else is wrong. I am right. All these false claims, Allah knows very well who is where. Very fortunate is that person who can at least become sincere to himself. Sincere to him and to Allah Ta'ala. If we can't be sincere to people, we even try and bluff the wise and make her also feel that we are very pious. We can bluff our friends also, but we can't bluff Allah, and at least don't try and bluff ourselves. Many of us want to live in that false pretense that I am all right, but we are not all right. A person who is sick is very sick, and he says, no, I'm all right. That person is in a danger position. Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, Rahimuhumullah, used to say, when a person has got a light fever, and which is that inside, it's not coming out, then he carries on with his work, everything. But Hazrat used to say, that fever is more dangerous than the fever that actually comes out, and now you have to go to bed. Because that other fever which is inside, that leads to TB. And then a person gets TB, and he never pay attention to that condition of his. If it's a strong fever that comes out, then he takes medication, he takes his rest, he takes his precaution. So there are many gunas which are latent, which are hidden within us, and we thinking we are all right. Those gunas which come out and become public, then we become conscious immediately. We feel ashamed and we feel bad about them. But the gunas that we have got, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali gives a beautiful example of this. The cat, when it defecates, when it does its number two, it digs a shallow hole. It just scratches the ground a little bit and covers the dirt with the sand. So it's very shallow. A little bit rain falls and it washes away that sand. And then by the rain water mixing with that the feces of it, a terrible smell comes. So we think we hide our gunas and nobody knows about it. And when it comes out in public, and then the terrible smell that comes, and the rot that comes, we don't know where to hide our faces at such a time. So we should be conscious of ourselves, correct ourselves, be sincere, and mort is going to come, qabr is going to come, how will we face that? So we should be conscious of that. May Allah give us tawfiq.